So I get a lot of questions from people about preparation, resilience, sovereignty, things like that. And one of the main questions, probably the number one most commonly asked question I get is, what do I do about the people around me who aren't seeing what I'm seeing and aren't doing what I'm doing? Right? So I want to answer that question. But let me start with an actual email I got from somebody. So yeah, it starts off like, thank you for your articles. It's helped me and you know all that kind of stuff, which you don't care about. The important part, it's not myself I fear for. It's the people I love that either can't see or won't accept the harsh reality of the future that to me appears to be blatantly obvious. A wise man once said, the meaning of life is the relationships you keep with the people you care about. But it seems unreasonable to assume that I can help everyone I love. It's been my experience that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. These, however, are some very special horses, pardon the analogy, and I doubt whether I'd be able to look myself in the mirror if I haven't exhausted every resource in my power to get them to drink. So I get the point. I really do. If you wake up and you begin to see the matrix, right? For lack of a better term, and you begin to really understand what's going on and you decide you want to start making changes, even small changes. I'm not talking about, what I did. I'm talking, many steps before that. What's inevitably going to happen is that a lot of people who were in your life before are not going to see what you see, and they're not going to make the changes you make, at least not on the time frame that you make them. So what do you do, right? Let me tell you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. And I'm not going to tell you, give you advice, because I don't believe in that. But what I can do is I can tell you what I've done and what I've seen and what I've experienced to help you navigate this yourself, if this is a problem you face. So the first thing that I've learned, and it says this in the email, but understanding this intellectually and really getting it are two different things. You are never, ever, ever going to change anyone. You are never going to make anyone see something they don't want to see. You are never going to make anyone understand something that they don't want to understand, right? If someone's identity is tied to believing a certain thing, like if they're a Republican and they take a lot of pride in that identity, then it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, for you to convince them that a Republican did something wrong or a Republican policy is not good, right? And you can substitute Democrat for that, American, Russian, Ukrainian, communist, New York Yankees fan. An identity brings with it a whole suite of things. And what identities do is they stop people from seeing truth. Because if truth collides with that identity, most people would rather sacrifice truth and keep the identity. That's just the reality. And I've only been through this 100 times. I've done that. I have refused to see truth because it interfered with an identity that I wanted to keep at the time. So I have learned that I'm not going to be able to change anyone, right? And in fact, I've stopped trying. Now, here I am doing a video talking about this, right? So it is a very different thing for me or anyone to talk about what I see, what I believe, what I'm doing. That is not trying to change anyone. I'm not trying to convince anyone of anything right now. I am telling you what I see, why I see it, and what I'm going to do as a result, right? Persuasion is, here's what you should do. Me talking about myself and my beliefs are, here's what I see, right? Here's what I do. Here's what I believe. Those are very, very different approaches. The irony of that, or the unexpected shift of that. I really made this shift over the last few years. And, the shift to only talking about what I believe and not telling other people what they should do is that it seems like I've gotten way more persuasive, which is funny. I let go of it. I'm like, I don't care if anyone follows me or is persuaded by what I say or not. I'm just going to say my piece and that's it. And now a bunch more people are listening. Which is often the way it works, not always, but often. And so, but not always. There's plenty of people who are not, okay? So let's look at the next step. So let's say you're an important relationship, you see something, you believe something, you are taking steps now to change your life in a way that you believe is really important and really beneficial, right? It doesn't have to be just preparation and all that kind of stuff. It can be any sort of growth. Any sort of emotional, spiritual, physical, any sort of interpersonal growth is going to create this dynamic. So you see this, you talk about this with them. If they refuse to see what you see, don't see it, and decide that they're going to stay on a different path, here's the hard reality. It might be time to start questioning those relationships, right? It doesn't make that person bad. They might not even be wrong. It's not about that. It's just that I have been through at least 3, maybe 4 major cycles of change in my life. And I can tell you the thing I know about every cycle of change is that I'm going to have to leave some people behind. And I don't mean that disparagingly. I'm not putting them down. I just mean if I'm going to start growing in this direction, if I'm sitting over here with a group of friends or whatever, relationships, and I decide to grow this way, some may come with me, but most are not. And so the decision I face is, well, I can hold myself back to stay with them, or I can grow in the direction that I see is beneficial for me and I feel is the best direction for me, and then leave them to their own decisions. And that is rough. It is. It is hard and it is rough and it is painful. I have at least 3 times I've had to let go of my best friend, so to speak. And it's tough, man. Now, waiting for you over here are a whole new group of relationships and friends and people who are quite, you know, at a far more advanced consciousness level, assuming you're growing in a good direction, which not everyone does, or growing in a positive, beneficial direction. But so you will find other people. That happens. It's only happened to me every single time. But I do understand in that interim, it's going to be lonely for a little while. That's just, it's the way it is. Now, I will tell you, the problem I see a lot there, and this has happened to me, as I was shifting from over here to over here, I really wanted these people to come with me. Really. Because like the dude said, they're very special horses. And so what I would do a lot of times in the past is I would kind of put pressure on them and try and get them to see what I'm seeing and grow in the direction I'm growing. And that never works. It only makes things worse. What's funny about that too is that really it's more reflective of a problem with me than it is with them. That means I'm insecure about, and I'm unsure about where I'm going in my direction, which is normal, but that's my problem, not theirs. So if you're doing that, and it sounds like this guy is, that's a thing to be aware, to be very aware of. And there's 2 things going on. I get not wanting to let those people go, but the deep need to cling on to them is your own stuff. I'll tell you, my relationship with my wife, we've been together 10 years. And when we got together, we were very different. We have been through 2 cycles of change, I think, major, both of us, at least, and a lot of little ones. And there have definitely been times in our relationship where there was one major one where I had to let her go, right? Not divorce her. I had to emotionally, energetically stop clinging on to her, stop putting pressure on her to grow and evolve in the direction I'm going, and just, all right, basically what I said, both literally explicitly and to myself, baby, I love you. I want to be with you. But I have to go in this way, in this direction. And I hope you come along. You know, she's not following me on her own path. You know, like we've been growing together, but in parallel paths. We're not one unit. We're 2 people, obviously. But, and I hope you come along. But if you don't, you don't, you know. And the first time that happened, she was not real happy with that. But that triggered a lot of issues she had that she had to work through. And then I had to work through mine. And it's ended up working really well. The more I let go of her, the more space she has to grow on her own, because there's not someone putting pressure on her, and vice versa. That's happened. She's done the same thing to me in certain situations. Yeah, that's without getting into too many details, that's sort of the best I can explain. But I hope you understand, like, that is a huge element of this. That letting people be who they are and not putting pressure on them is not only the right thing, in quotes, but it's the only thing that works. And it's the only healthy way to do this. Another thing I see, and I have done this, is that people who see a new direction they want to grow in, will use the old relationships. Like they'll be in a relationship of one, you know, like over here in one level of consciousness. They'll want to grow to a higher level. And they will, the people around them, the relationships they want to keep, they're like, no, they're not doing it. They're just not, for whatever reason. And so they will keep themselves at that level of consciousness to stay in those relationships. And they'll tell themselves, well, it's for the relationship. But really what it is so they don't actually have to go do the growth. I have done this and I've seen this so many times where, so I have a good friend who sees everything I see and is even more than I do, honestly. It's kind of funny. He's like, if I'm an 8 on a 10 in terms of being awake to what's going on in the world and getting ready, he's at least mentally, he's like a 9 or a 10. And always texting me stuff. Oh, have you seen this? Have you done that? And this dude still lives in a house in Austin in the middle, you know, like he hadn't done shit. And because his wife like thinks it's all crazy, kooky, and she's like, she's a mass cold and all those. She's a COVIDian for sure. And which is a very interesting, weird dynamic of relationship. But it took me actually a little while to realize that this dude was using his wife as an excuse, because at his core, and I don't blame him, he's petrified of this change. And preparing, like buying dehydrated food is not, that's not scary. It's what it all means and what all the changes would mean for him. And so he uses her and her refusal to see things as a way to hold himself back so he doesn't actually have to go make any changes. He's blaming her for his lack of growth, but it's his decision, not hers. Now, yes, of course, if he will. There's complications in the marriage and the kids. I get that. I'm not denying that that exists. But I'll tell you, in my experience, every time I tried to blame someone else for my lack of growth, it was an excuse for me to use to not have to do any growth. Every single time. Only every time is that true, at least for me. The last point I want to make on this is that, and this is so true, man, I see this all over the world now. This is one of those realizations that enough people get it, I think the world's going to really improve. And if enough people don't, then we might go in a different direction. Or the world might go in a different direction. But one of the things that I've learned, especially over the last 2.5 years with all the lockdown bullshit and all the COVID bullshit and just all the other bullshit going on, is that all you can do in life is your own work. All I can do in my life is my own work. I can't do my wife's work, can't do my kids' work. And I mean explicitly like job, but I can't do their emotional work. I can't do their thinking. I can't do their feeling for them. And I can't control anyone else. And the more I, not just intellectually understand, that's one of those things people you say and they're like, oh yeah, okay, that's obvious. But they don't actually work through the implications of that and what that actually means. If you really take that seriously, if you take it seriously that you can't do anyone else's work, then almost every opinion someone else has or fight they're in is bullshit. I mean, like whether it's politics, whether it's foreign policy, any of that, it's all bullshit. That's all someone else's, almost all of it is someone else's stuff, right? I think I'm gonna do a separate video on this. I'll give you a short, go look on Twitter in your own feed. You don't have to look on anyone else's. How many times do people say, when discussing a big issue, say we, whether it's abortion or school choice or Ukrainian Russian war or what, we have to do this. We have to do that. We. There is no we. That is absolute bullshit. I don't mean that literally. Of course, Americans are a group in some epistemological sense. There is a we there. Like I literally said that once on Twitter. I'm like, there is no we. And this one reply guy, who I think was actually a woman, was like, explained the metaphysics and epistemology of we to me. I was like, are you fucking serious? Thank you for that 11th grade education. I don't mean literally we doesn't exist. What I mean is that we, as most people use it, is not a thing. There are, I reject almost all we's. There is a we with me and my wife. There is a we with me and my children to some extent. There is a we with me and my neighbors and my immediate community. I will accept we's up to a certain point. But beyond a certain point, I think they're made up bullshit. And I think there are ways for people to abdicate their own responsibility, to try and get other people to do stuff for them, to try and control other people. And I think the whole concept of we beyond your local community, even then it's a different discussion, but beyond your local community, the whole concept of we is a social control mechanism and is antithetical to both sovereignty and freedom, but especially sovereignty. But that is a whole different video, I think. All right, I hope this was useful and helped you understand. I did not give you an easy answer because there is not an easy answer here. The hard truth is, as you start to do your work and you grow and evolve in any direction, you are going to lose some relationships. You are going to outgrow them. And you're going to go through probably a period of loneliness, and then at least in some way, and then you will find, if you try in any way, shape, or form, you will find new relationships that match that level of growth. And then you're going to keep going through that. All right, I hope this was helpful.